And opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, and today is June the 27th, 2017. We have a live show for you today. Looking forward to having that show with you all. And I truly, truly do appreciate you being here with us on Tando Radio Show and Black Talk Radio Network. In order for us to continue to meet here, we need to continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by giving some of your financial energy, by giving donations, and some sponsoring this network yourself with whatever it is that you can. Very easily, you could do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, and that is the website for this network so that you can continue to support and help develop this network, and it's done there. So just go there, and once you're at the homepage, you can see the far right-hand margin. You'll see the icon with the green background of the holding hands that's there, and that is for supporting this network. So definitely come on over, support this network, give some of your financial energy, and that is a way that you could do that. Also, you could do that by supporting Black Talk Radio Network's social media outlet, and that is known as a BTR Community. That's BTR Community is a social media network that Black Talk Radio Network has put together in order for you to be able to engage in social media activities more holistically, and you could do that holistically. You could do that by going to the website for the network, and on the homepage, just below the donation prompt, you will also see a capital B in with a black background. That is where you can log in and hit that and be part of BTR Community and start posting and engaging in all your social media activities without being adversely affected, worrying about someone selling your identity, worrying about someone actually adversely affecting you with what you're doing in your business life and everything else. None of that is there on a BTR Community. Come on over. It's more holistically sound for you, and that's what needs to be done. Okay, so for $24 a year, be part of that. That supports the networks, and that is very, very important. It's continuing to grow, and this is the only place that I post inside of BTR Community. Don't post inside of the other outlets, because that is one in which is being data mined and used against you. And so just because they don't charge you any cash does not mean that it's free. It's either cash, gas, it ain't free. So, and you know what they're taking from the general population. It's not cash or gas. So definitely, definitely make sure that you support BTR community, because it is, that is something that definitely needs to be done. So just bear with me, everyone. Was trying to fix my computers today, and I'm becoming a little more computer savvy. Ha ha ha. Don't. That is nowhere near the truth. So, but just had to fix some things and everything else. So definitely, this is the place for you to be in BTR community. Okay. Also, if you would like to save in real money, not fake paper coupons, not someone's promise, but in real money, you could do that with Prosperity Mint. Just go over to PROSPERITYMINT.com. ProsperityMint.com. Check out what's in the inventory there. And make sure that you actually email info@prosperitymint.com, info@prosperitymint.com, so that someone can explain the overall buying process with you. You can do it by way of PayPal, by way of check, money order, bank wire, credit card, debit card, whatever it is that you'd like to do. You could do it there at BTR. Man, what's wrong with me, David? Is at Prosperity Mint. So definitely, you can find it at BTR Community. Prosperity Mint, you definitely can do that. Okay, so make sure that you save in the appropriate way that in which you work. You work hard, make sure you save harder in real hard assets, not a flimsy piece of paper. So that's why it's known as a hard asset. So definitely want to do that. Also, July the 1st is right around the corner. It's only 4 days away. We will be having our Control Your Wealth seminar in Dallas, Texas, and it's going to be at the Central Library in Dallas, Texas, 1515 Young Street. If you'd like to get involved in that, tickets are $300 for individuals, $550 for couples. Come on down to Dallas and be a part of the Control Your Wealth seminar. It's going to be starting at 10 a.m. promptly on Saturday, and it's going to go to 2 p.m., and it will end, we never prompt, but it'll end around about that time. And however, but it will be, if we go over, it's because of the overall engagements that we'll be doing. So it's going to be sponsored by Prosperity Mint, Control Your Wealth Seminar. You can find it at the Eventbrite.com, at Eventbrite.com, and come on down to Dallas. Spend some time. It's going to be very, very, you know, the benefit of it is going to be great. So Control Your Wealth Seminar is going on at 1515 Young Street in Dallas, Texas. Come on down. The first hour will be, is going to be a Prosperity Mint will give introduction 1 hour, just what's going on in the world, why you need to know. It's going to be a very, very powerful information, very, very powerful first hour. Those of you that have actually been to a seminar that I've done and been with, you know how the information that we come with is just phenomenal. So it is there, will be presented to you so that you can definitely put yourself in a proper, and put yourself and have your overall goals in proper perspective as to what's going on in the world and how you can facilitate your overall wealth, that you can facilitate your own wealth building and your own prosperity ensuring methods and objectives. And you have to do it. Have to do it. So then the second hour is going to be Trust and Foundations by Legacy Wealth Management. Another phenomenal presentation. For those of you that were here in March, you know, I know, because I saw your faces. You were in awe the whole time, just some of the information and what it means and what you could do with it, and this is how you can engage in it much more. And the information will be even stronger. Hopefully we have thunderstorms here in where I am in FEMA region number 6, and if we do, it will cut us out boop, gone. So just so you all know, if something happens, that's what happened here. Just this place is not really good for internet, and the interruptions are very, very pretty in-depth. So, and the clouds just rolled in. Man, it was sunny in a second. Where Texas ain't no joke. It'll flip on you like a daggone Olympic gymnastics. Boy, this weather is crazy. All right, so that's the second hour. Will be Trust and Foundations by Legacy Wealth Management. Third hour will be how to properly up. Well, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, there goes the power. So I am so sorry. We got a power outage here. Daggone it. Scotty, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Dave.
Okay, so sorry about that. We got these thunderstorms, and I knew it was going to knock out our power, and it knocked out our power completely here. But we're still going to go along with the show. So I just won't be able to. Hopefully the power is kicking back on, and it is. Okay, so, but I know it's probably going to be going in and out. So everyone's just sorry about that. It's just, you know, these things happen, and I am going to have to but I'm just going to take this from the top off of memory, okay? So, because I don't have, it's going to take a while for everything to boot back up. So that's not going to interrupt us. We're going to just continue to do it as we always do. But that's just one thing. For those of you that live in Texas, you know exactly what I mean. It's just crazy. So, okay, so it was talking about the third hour, we will have Prosperity Mint will give an hour of the precious metals class, how to properly obtain it and leverage it. Very, very important. Probably one of the most important ones during the precious metals class, or it spins into everything. And then the next is going to be last hour is going to be how to leverage other opportunities that you can use as alternative streams of income until this whole thing continues to go up where it's going to go. I don't know when the economy is going to completely turn over, but it is turning. I don't know when the next economic crisis will be, where the everyday person on the street that is unaware that is going to be happening right now realizes that, we are in an economic crisis. I don't know when those events that will happen to do, but the overall collapse of the economy has already happened and has been happening and unfolding in so many different ways. You can see it because it's subtle, and that's one of the things that's powerful about this whole thing, is that that is the subtleties and everything, and it will catch up to pretty much everyone. I just want you to be more prepared for when it does. So that definitely is I'm going to try to get this computer back up and jump into it. So that is going to be the Control Your Wealth seminar that's coming up on July the 1st, this Saturday here in Dallas. And if you would like to, if you can't attend, you can be a part of the internet by infoing. The way you can do it is you have to info@prosperitymint.com, and just say that you would like to purchase a ticket for the online portion of the seminar. Is going to be $300 for that. So just make sure that you email info@prosperitymint to engage in that, okay? So what else do we have? And, cryptocurrencies. If you like to trade on the cryptocurrency platform with us, you can do it at rcryptocurrency.com. For those of you that are in BTR community, just go to our page on Tando Radio Show's page, and you can see it there, the Trade Coin Club trading. Sign up there. I will send you the information to get yourself started. That overall group is really, really growing. I'm going to be doing some things, and we'll actually have another conference call with that group this week. Just waiting on everyone to get all of their. It takes a little while because it's been so busy in the cryptocurrency arena. So people are still just trying to get their accounts set up with some of the wallets wallets, excuse me, and so that they can be ready to fund their account and they can start their trading and start their overall owning of the cryptocurrencies, because you don't want to save in cryptocurrencies. You own them, okay? So that is doing really well, and I'm still doing well in there, even though the cryptocurrencies are going down. That's actually what was expected. And that's, you know, where we are right now. But, hey, I'm glad that it is, because some of you can now get in at a better position than what it was on May the 9th, May the 10th, 11th, and 12th. It was just starting to really, really take off. But that's what happens. It's going to take off, pull back, but it won't pull back as far down, and then it will take back off again. So that's just some of the things that happen. And let me check this weather. They're not good. Okay, so definitely get involved in that with us as well. Also, can't see the board, the GoFundMe for Michael Emmanuel is also there inside of Tando Radio Show, and that is there. So looking forward to, and you heard Jada come on and talk about Michael's, he has germ cell cancer. Never heard of it before. That's why it took me a second. And he is finished his chemotherapy, and now there are things that he needs to so his body can start to recover and recover in a more natural way. So that's what we want to assist with Michael Emmanuel in that. So give what you can. Look at the GoFundMe campaign that's there. So we will be definitely a part of that. So that's everything now. So we're going to jump into what's in the news. I don't have, let me see, computer's just setting up, so just bear with me. I'm going to set back up. Hopefully I didn't lose anything. So glad my internet came back on, and just heard these bad thunderstorms and this bad thunder, and I knew, power going to go out here. Just, you know, things is coming. And lo and behold, while I said that, boop, it went right out. So, but we got power back. I got my internet back. And so just need to catch back up and reload everything. And I guess I could just go to my histories and just start picking stuff off from there. That's what I'll do. Oh, no, clock error. Ah, it's all right. So bear with me, all. I'm so sorry. This is, you know, when you have live broadcast, things happen. You can't edit, you know, things out in the live format. And it sounds easy, but it's, you know, things happen. Life happens. And I know you all are aware of that. And I truly, truly do appreciate you all for just being patient with us and all of my screw-ups and everything else. Sincerely, sincerely appreciate you all. So, all right, so just catching up here. Oh, no. So I'm going to have to fix my clock, because my clock won't, since I got a clock error, it won't allow me to fix some things, and I want to do that so that we can get going on in the show. So that's what we're going to do. All right, so we're going to jump into today's show. Today's show is... You know, I have to guess. I know it, but then again, I don't know it completely. But it is about the U.S. What would happen if the U.S. and Russia engage in a war? And so we wanted to pick that back up from last Tuesday, and we're going to pick that up, because we're going to have to take a look at a couple of things. I want to take a look at some real current event things that are definitely things that could happen. So, oh man, you know, with my computer, you got to go through the months one at a time with the arrow, and it starts you way back, and it kicked mine back to darn near 2000. So just got to catch up to 2017. So that's today's show, is going to be about what's going on and what would happen if we went to war with Russia. I'm going to finish that out. Really wanted to take a look at that, because things are really, really unfolding in that direction as we speak now. So as soon as I get my clock set, then I can get back on page here, and we can take the show from there. So at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit star. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. And then once we do, we will talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about, because a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. So I got it set on here. So all we need now to do is finish signing in, and I can get back to our regular scheduled program. Okay, so I don't know. Okay, let me. What's up with this clock? Wow. This is ridiculous. Okay. Sorry, you all. It kicked me back out. Started me back at 2014. This is ridiculous. But, okay, so I can't really see the board, so I'm going to just guess at what's in the news there from what we posted earlier today. I'm going to tell you this. The last article we posted were from Cerebrally Naive Network. And that article out of Cerebrally Naive Network is very, very telling. As of today, June the 27th, the celebrity figurehead Donald Trump has basically said that Syria is planning to use chemicals in an attack, and that will not be, they will not stand by and allow them to do that again. And if they do, is basically it's going to be some very harsh repercussions, and that is suggested and far as is suggested as being militarily. And significance of that is that they will also hold all those that are supporting, all of those countries that are supporting Syria, such as Russia and Iran. They will hold them as equally accountable for Syria using chemical weapons. And this is quite significant and disturbing, because what is this U.S. doing there is really the main thing. And so this whole thing is really starting to move, and they start talking about they're going to hold all forms of countries accountable. My power just went out again and came back on, and so what I'm going to do is I'm going to just have to wait till this storm passes, because every time I try to get going on this, the storm comes and it knocks out our power here. So it definitely knocks out my internet. Can't see my board or anything else. So don't know. Power is back on, but it keeps going out. All right, so mildly interesting to you all, but a difficult thing for me to contend with trying to do a show. But in that article from the Cerebrally Naive Network, they were talking about how the U.S. is going to be responding to Syria for using chemical weapons. And there's been reports, as you probably can believe, that says that Syria never did use chemical weapons. It was actually those that were funded, supported, and aided by the U.S. that were using those weapons. And so on April the 6th, when the U.S. cruise missiled that airfield, they say that was all a charade to do just that. So this whole thing is really, really kicking up, and I do anticipate that it's going to actually fall more into disarray until ultimately all-out confrontation, because the confrontation is actually coming about now. So that was one of the very important articles that were there that had much to do with today's show. And then there was another one. There's another cyber attack, major European cyber attack, and I can't see. It's the PIE cyber attack, is a spinoff of the ransomware attack and the WannaCry attack, but this one says that it doesn't have a... I need to see the darn... you know, a variant. This one doesn't have any variant or anything that can stop it, or some, you know, something on that nature. For you, those that are familiar with that hacking stuff, if you could, you know, you would know what exactly what I'm talking about. So there's an article that I posted there inside of Tando Radio Show that is about just that, and very significant that happened today. And I think that goes right along with everything. It's pretty much scheduled. So I wanted to go over and read some of that article to you all and to see how bad this overall attack, and it's very specific in what it's attacking. It's actually attacking one of Russia's largest oil-producing country, Rosneft, is actually being affected by it. There's complete grids have gone down, power station grids have gone down, and so many things. Banking sector is being affected heavily. So the overall war. Now, I want to say this is why this is so important right now, because over this past week, since the weekend, the allegedly hasn't been confirmed, the U.S.'s largest drone was shot down. Okay, and they only have four in the world. They only had four, now they only got three. Very, very important, because they called it the Wi-Fi in the sky. That's what they needed to. Like, I know how bad I'm blind, how blind I am right now without internet. Can't really do Tando Radio Show. So we're just, you know, winging it. So that was shot down. The EQ4. Or is it GQ? Yeah, the GQ4. No, the EQ. EQ4. And the EQ4 was shot down by a Russian S-300 system. And since it was, you know, that was very, very significant. Some of the things that you can look at that kind of corroborate that happening is because that once that happened, hold on 1 second, everyone. Sorry about that, everyone. Okay, so just going through a thunderstorm here that's cut down our power. Hopefully no hail is going to be coming, but... So what was very significant this week was that right after that EQ was shot down, the next day, Monday, Russia used this advanced caliber missile, cruise missiles, and they targeted infrastructure and control and command infrastructure for ISIS. And I also believe that they may have even engaged some targets that was backed by the organizations that the U.S. is backing. I mean, that's pretty much everyone, shoot, except for the SAA, Syrians and Russians. Well, they were hit with caliber missiles from the Mediterranean, and that was one day after the Wi-Fi in the sky was taken out. Why did they take the Wi-Fi in the sky out and then use that the next day? Because they knew they didn't have a replacement for it, and they wasn't going to put one up in the air to get that one shot down. So what did Russia do? It was an act of convenience to do what? Now we take out another portion of their command and control. These are the measures for war. These are the steps and the measures for war. Then, a couple of days later, Russia is hit with a major, major cyber attack. Today, and it's spreading through Europe. Why is that so significant? Because there's a lot of countries that are starting to align with Russia in Europe. And who do you think is going to be hit with these cyber attacks? Mainly, it's going to be directed at those, but it will take others around it. This is all, in my opinion, this is all a part of the overall control game that the system uses against us all to divide us and to keep us beholden to their overall system. So that's what's happening today, and it's huge. Now, I do expect that to spin off here in the States in some form, in some way, because it's just too good of a crisis to go wasted. So they will, in my opinion, will use that. So definitely do need to know that. So the other article from my memory, what we had in there that was significant, didn't post that many, has something else to do with Russia. So can't really remember, but listen, we're power has been going out here because of the thunderstorm, so I can't see the board. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, or if you have a question or comment, you can give us a call also. So I'm just going to try to wing it, bear it with me, and trying to do all of this from memory, which is not difficult, but we're just going to go ahead and do it. All right, so where we left off when we were talking about this last week was going over the different military strengths between the countries. I can't do that right now because I actually need that, because I don't want to mislead you all. And where we left off was with the naval. We were just getting into their overall ships and everything else, and we were talking about what would a war look like with Russia. And what I really want to do is look at what a war would look like with Russia, what would a war look like with Iran, what would a war look like with North Korea, what one would look like with China, and what would a war look like with all of those fractions together, because that's what we're really going to see, as well as Germany and things of that nature. I definitely see NATO being broken up. So when you look at it from that standpoint, when the U.S. goes to war with just those individual countries, it's a difficult situation. But now imagine a war with all of those countries, with other countries falling in, locked, cocked, and barrel behind the adversaries, and countries seeing that the U.S. is the actual threat to global stability. And so they start to have an engagement just like they've had before in the different wars, where more of the countries of the world gang up against one. And this time that is definitely going to be that's the case, because then we're going to lay that out. Because if you look at what's going on, it's falling just into that. And you know, one thing I want to say before we go into that, the Fitzgerald, the USS Fitzgerald, that destroyer, the not the latest, but unconfirmed, but very plausible and possible, that overall cargo ship may have been actually hacked to place it on autopilot, and then to steer it, and that's why it made a U-turn, to steer it into the USS Fitzgerald. Why is that so important? We've already talked about, we've had shows on here about cyber attacking, how they could cyber attack your car even with you in it, and you know, speeding the car up or applying the brakes when you didn't either want to speed up nor apply the brakes, turn the car in the direction that it wants it can go, change the speed, change everything, change direction. So if they could do that with a car, then they can do that with a ship. Why? Because of the GPS and the overall computer, the electronics there, this new battlefield is things are being manipulated from a real hidden hand. So that is what was said that was done, and believe me, if that USS Fitzgerald has sank, that way, and I don't think that the overall incident is over. I think that we may even hear from a investigation, they're going to blame somebody, and if they have any evidence that they create or is true that North Korea has done it, you know what the response is going to be. You know what the response is going to be. And if the Fitzgerald has sunk, that would have been a Pearl Harbor way away from Hawaii, but still one and all the same. And the overall end result would have definitely been the same. But it ain't over yet. We may still definitely see that. So a lot of stuff is going on. This summer is going to be extremely, extremely volatile and event-filled. So just want you to be prepared for that. So we're going to go ahead and take a look at what would a war between Russia and the U.S. look like from a standpoint. I don't have my reference material in front of me, but we still can do it. Anyhow, and if you would like to get in on the conversation at any time, just give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Don't want to not have today's show just because I don't have the information that I wanted to bring before you. We'll still keep going. So just keep that in mind and bear with me on this. All right, so... Oh, and if you do have a question, a comment, make sure you just say, excuse me, because I have no board. I can't see anything at all. So, oh, my man, Ramon had texted me. Yeah, you know what, my man, L.A. Ramon, yes. If you would, my man, L.A. Ramon said if he wants to unmute himself, if I want him to unmute and read what's in the news. Yes. No, he said no problem. Thanks, L.A. Ramon. Big ups. Thank you, brother. So L.A. Ramon is going to grab. So what we're going to do is we're going to build the show around some of the things that I posted there, and then we'll go from there. So as soon as Ramon comes on, L.A., give L.A. Ramon a second. Give me a second to jump in, and then we'll be able to go with it. So that's we're just going to wait for Ramona really quickly. Oops. Sorry about this. Man, live TV. Like I said, just before the lights went out, you can't always... live TV, live radio, live shows. You can't predict what's going to happen. Okay, so when Ramon comes on, L.A. Ramon, my brother L.A. Ramon, we're going to look at some of the things that's there, and we're going to take a look at what's happening and just build our case from there. Now, one of the things about what I talked about last week, and when you can, L.A. Ramon, just because I can't see the board, just say, you know, let me know that you're on air. There he is. Me, L.A., what's going on?
What's up, Dave? What's going on?
Man, thank you so much, brother. I truly, truly appreciate it. How you been?
I'm good, man. Just bouncing back, you know, but I'm good. How you doing, Scotty?
I don't think Scotty's on the board.
Okay. Where do you want to start that, Dave?
You know what, Ramon, I really want to, let's go with the cyber story that we got posted there.
Okay. The cyber attack hits oil giant and banks in Russia and Ukraine. This comes out of Moscow, Kiev, and Reuters. Would you like for me to read some of that, Dave?
Just read like just the initial pieces of it, Ramon, and then breeze through it just so you could in some parts that you picked up that you think are relevant. I'll highlight those things there. So this is and I thank you, Ramon, so much for doing this, bro, because I absolutely can't see the board. This is so important. But you know, L.A. Ramon, this is no coincidence that this is happening right now, Ramon. At all, it's all because I, you know, from the stuff that you post, and I just want to say personally to you, thank you for posting inside a Tando Radio Show, and just the stuff that you post in BTR. I know you see that this is all fitting together from Qatar, you know, what a lot of people call Qatar. We call that here, we call it Qatar, but it's Qatar. All of this stuff is falling into place, and it's no mistake. It's a design, purpose, and plan. So, and because of that, this is what we really, really do need to know, and so that we won't be caught off guard by when our lights go out. Like my lights are out right now here. Well, the lights aren't out, but they keep going out back and forth because of the storm. And so, if you would, L.A., Ramon, just read some of that you think is relevant, and then we're going to pick up from there some of the key points and see what's going on, because I do definitely think that this is going to be coming here. So if you would, brother, thank you so much.
Okay, Dave. The cyber attack sweeps globe, researchers see WannaCry link. This article comes by way of cyber risk from Reuters. It says a major global cyber attack on Tuesday disrupted computers at Russia's biggest oil company, Ukrainian banks, and multinational firms with a virus similar to the ransomware that last month infected more than 300,000 computers. The rapidly spreading cyber extortion campaign underscored growing concerns that businesses have failed to secure their networks from increasingly aggressive hackers who have shown they are capable of shutting down critical infrastructure and crippling corporate and government networks. It included code known as, quote, Internal Blue, unquote, which cybersecurity experts widely believe was stolen from the U.S. National Security Agency and was also used in last month's ransomware attack, named, quote, WannaCry, unquote.
Yeah, you know what, thanks, you know, thanks, Ramon. Real, real important, what was really saying. Now, remember where they got this so-called WannaCry, and the ransomware was something that was actually stolen. They say it was stolen from the NSA and the CIA. Yeah, really. So someone stole that, right? I mean, it's just playing out so crazy. That is a politically correct way to say we did it and we just don't have anybody to blame, so we're just going to blame it on some hackers. Now, the significance of this and why this is actually part of the trail to war globally is because it's affecting critical infrastructure. The largest Russian oil company is known as Resnik.
Hey, Dave.
And yeah, go ahead.
Interestingly, what you're talking about within this article, there's you go down about eight paragraphs here. Somewhere Microsoft put out a statement that they're putting out some type of anti-malware, I guess. Here's a statement from out that same article. It says, following last month's attack, governments, security firms, and industrial groups aggressively advised businesses and consumers to make sure all their computers were updated with Microsoft patches to defend against the threat. I take lines like that is that they're trying to get everybody, you know, they're trying to, you know, herd everybody to one direction, you know, for some particular, something specific, I'd say that.
Right, Ramon, and you're absolutely right, and I'm glad you picked that out, because that's exactly, so what they're going to do is they're going to give you the problem, and then they're going to offer you the solution that's going to lead to even more problems, as you said, for something more specific, because that's exactly what's being set up here, because they're telling you, the way that you, to prevent this is that you have to download this here. Man, this is going to be so bad, because what's going to really happen is that these are the small attacks that's going to lead up to the big one, and this is major, major, major infrastructure that's being adversely affected by this. And the Russians already know who did it and how they did it. This week's events from shooting down from the EQ4 from earlier last week when the U.S. shot down a Syrian plane, then Russia responded by shooting that, saying that they will target U.S. and coalition Air Force air targets, as well as, coalition and the United States planes, military planes in that area. Anything, I think it was east of the Euphrates. And then one of the things that happened yesterday was that Israel actually bombed some Syrian military positions again, and this is where Iran and Syria said that they're going to appropriately respond to this whole thing. It's only going to continue to build, and is actually getting to the point where you're starting to have major involvements every day. So I wouldn't be surprised if something happens over this weekend. on the other side. But this overall, this cyber attack is only going to continue to grow. And I think it's really funny how it is targeting the very same companies that the U.S., that Congress just sanctioned over the past week. And that's where Germany said that if the U.S. continues with their sanctioning of Russia, they will have to sanction the U.S. This is what Germany said. What's good for the goose is good for the gander, where they're going to start sanctioning the U.S. And this is going to be, and if you guys remember, a while ago, last year or so, I said that that's what's going to be happening, is that all these sanctions, everything that the U.S. used to get away with, that's what the rest of the countries are going to use against them, and they're going to start sanctioning the U.S. And when they start sanctioning the U.S., man, life here is going to get extremely, extremely rough. Extremely rough, because everything that you we have, yeah, go ahead.
I thought you might want to know this, too, as you were talking about all that. It goes on further to say, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security said it was monitoring the attack and coordinating with other countries. It advised victims not to pay the extortion that they may encounter, saying that doing so does not guarantee access will be restored for your files. The NSA did not respond to a request for comment. The spy agency has not publicly said whether it built Internal Blue, which is one of these malwares, and other hacking tools leaked online by an entity known as Shadow Brokers. Several private security experts have said they believe Shadow Brokers is tied to the Russian government and that the North Korean government was behind WannaCry. Both countries' governments deny charges they are involved in hacking.
Wow. Wow. And you know what's, and man, Ramon, I'm glad you read that, because you remember, and I know you saw it because I think you posted it yesterday or so, where if, and anyone can look this up now, you can look up Obama had authorized implanting cyber bombs in Russia. Basically, the last administration, celebrity figurehead administration, said for their response to Russia, because remember when it was before the selection, and celebrity figurehead Obama said that they're going to respond to Russia's interference inside the election. And one of the things that they said that they were going to do is that they will cyber attack Russia. And they had basically embedded in them different cyber triggers that can be hit and engaged at any time. And what Ramon just read is exactly what happened. So the war has really, really already kicked off. It's just not going to kick off the way, you know, that we are used to, accustomed to seeing a war with tanks and with artillery and with troops and with bombs and everything else, you know, ICBM. That stuff is going to come, but the real warfare, the battle, is always starts digital now, because that's the playing field. So this is going to come out, and believe me, this may even play into Germany, and then Germany itself said that they were engaging in cyber attacks against the U.S. You could actually Google that and see that and have that come up. So just for reference, I remember from just Ramon reading that definitely triggers into what Obama did before he left, and implanting at appropriate time so that they could cyber attack Russia for their involvement in the so-called selection or election that the good folks from the good Democrats, the good black Democrats, always believe in. So, man, this thing is really, really here, and it's only going to grow. And, you know, for us, we may say, well, so what? It doesn't mean anything for us and to me. Well, you just don't see it yet. It means everything. I know that, you know, the NBA draft was this weekend, and BET Awards was the other day, and I think it was the other day, whatever it was, and all of that other stuff. Man, that stuff really doesn't matter. It really, really doesn't matter, because that stuff has no real bearing on your overall quality of life. It has all of the bearing in your entertainment and comfort of life. That's the only, we put too much emphasis on that. So I just want us all to get thoroughly, thoroughly prepared for what's happening and how this is going to evolve. I definitely see as this evolves that there's going to be all-out confrontation militarily. And they are really, there was another article that I was going to be reading with you all, or just referencing from. I can't remember the name of it, so I can't tell L.A. Ramon which one it is. How close we are to a war with Russia. In actuality, the wars has already started. The lines have already been drawn up. India just recently said that they will be an ally of the U.S., but I don't know for how long that's going to be. And Japan has just all of a sudden have had a move to acquire offensive weapons, and some of the offensive weapons that they are now, because Japan, by the overall surrender treaty that they signed with the U.S., can never have a offensive military again. They can only have a defensive one. Well, with their purchase of the F-35s and some other things, they've now moved from a defensive military to an offensive military. But I just don't know how long Japan will be on the side of the U.S. And then the battleground now is really being fought in the Philippines and so many things. It's all really converging into a position to where we will have a change of life as swiftly, and I believe that it's all going to start the way that Europe is going through it first. I've always firmly thought that what we saw happen in Europe is going to happen first there, then here. So the massive cyber attacks are starting to happen there. They are going to be happening here, but when they happen here, they're going to be much more intense, much more fierce, much more involved, and they are going to be much longer than they are in selective parts of Europe. So this is why we want you to definitely, definitely get prepared, because the war has already started. It's just a matter of time before it's announced, and it's actually been close to being announced. As I said, the USS Ferguson, not Ferguson, the USS Fitzgerald actually would have been one in which that would have started, and that would have affected us all so much. And so, but that actually, that plan is in the mix. That was what it was intended there. For whatever reason, it didn't go all the way through, but at some point one of these things is going to go through, because the tensions is really, really building. So war with Russia, what is it going to look like? We're going to go to a commercial break. Scotty, if we could just go to L.A. Ramon, thank you so much, man. Hold on real quick. Oh, no, we got time. So we're going to go to a commercial break in a couple of minutes here. And when we come back, I'm going to lay out what I think, how a war with Russia could play out and what it would mean for you. Just an individual war with Russia, how that could work. So you're listening to – oh, no, we got time. What am I doing? But you're still listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you got any questions or comments, definitely give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, hit **. We'll see you in queue. I can't see the board, so just say excuse me, and we will see you coming up. And I'm hopefully the storm is passed, and I'll be able to jump in. But it's going to take me a while to get my computer in a... Uh-oh. No, don't do this to me. Uh-oh. This is not good. So, just trying to reboot my computer. And when we do, we'll come back and jump right into today's show. This is what I'm talking about. Thank you so much, Ramon, for helping me out on this, because as you all can hear, I was kind of like flustered on this. I didn't know which way to go on this. So my man definitely helped me out, and I greatly, greatly appreciate that. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, hit **, and we will see you in queue. Well, we will hear you in queue. Just say excuse me, and we'll bring you up. So what we're going to do, I'm going to go into a commercial break a little bit early. Scotty, we can go into a commercial break until the top of the hour. That way that'll give me some time to log into the computer and get this all set up. We'll greatly, greatly appreciate it. And then we'll come back. I think the thunderstorm has passed. I don't hear it anymore. The lights is on. Everything is working. So I'm just going to try to get my computer to where I can get back on. And then we'll continue today's show, and we'll jump right into it. Very, very interesting. We'll pick it up where we left off, what you need to be prepared for in a war with Russia. So that being said, we're going to go to a commercial break. We'll be in it for like 5 minutes, and that'd give me time to get queued up. And after that, we'll jump into it. If you have any questions or comments after we continue the show, we will definitely do it. Ramon, hold on, brother. The storm is gone, but I just want to thank you for you being you, as always, brother. So listen, everyone, we're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I have to catch up on my...
Freestyle.
Set my computer,
free like birds
fix my
and trees.
So
free like open
we'll
seas. Free like the change of seasons.
After the break, you listen to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Freestyle.
Thanks,
fighting a war for money control and America's own treason. Disloyal to our own, but we go to other nations and we make their houses our homes. What about our homes? What about our houses? In this war that ain't about you, ain't about me, and damn sure ain't about America's civil liberties. Because we got Americans dying behind gunfights, crooked cops, babies crying, presidents lying, black men a statistic, AIDS, and this shit is quite twisted. The streets sweep, babies miss. And mama's wishing they daddies was there. And it makes me wanna holler, cause it seems like we no longer care. Freestyle, free life, freeing the street soldiers from this war in progress, cause it's on the street too. And it too is about greed and power. We need the government to wake up and take a truth shower. We need us to get us free, cause they don't know what's best. Probably ain't never seen 7-year-old little boys wearing bulletproof vests to protect their chest, cause ghetto children run free. And they run free through free bullets that's ready to rip through chest. Free bullets ready to lay to rest anyone in their way. See, free bullets run free through playgrounds where ghetto children run free all day. Freestyle. Let me await to see the day when I am free like birds that fly high up in the sky. Flapping wings able to elevate while my mind accumulates thoughts of being free, cause my voice is not free like freedom of speech should be. Freestyle.
Like a spoiled child with well-to-do parents, like not only being royal but standing and planning as the heir apparent. That's how it should be. Freestyle. Without FCC sons of piles calling out fouls, or free like anarchy in the streets and the rippling roars of the crowds, like taxi drivers do rules written in stone. Freestyle the way the FBI can tap all our phones. Free to be me and do whatever I want to do, and freestyle so they can be them and you can be you too. I want mine totally, completely, absolutely, unconditionally free. No rules or regulations of what could, should, or might happen to one day be. No values claimed, no limits to the game. No special names you need to know to get in. No chains, leashes, leases, or theses on how far I can take my journey, or what criteria this poet needs to fill and fit in. Free to see glass ceilings shattered and the shards sent to the discard pile. Full freestyle.
That's how it should be. That's how it should be. Freestyle. Never repressing my thoughts, locking my words, stressing the verbs and I'm, because my speech is not free like the wind that blows this supposed liberation throughout this tired-ass nation. While I sit on rooftops reading the alphabet verses of the ghetto and screaming out, don't die, civil liberties, don't die. Hoping my voice is heard through the nation's mountaintops. And the Emancipation Proclamation said I was free over 200 years ago, but my soul still don't feel so. While the Statue of Liberty presents a false reality of freedom, more fake than reality TV, because she just does not reflect me. My voice locked up and locked inside my body. Without words, I can never be free, so I look at myself and try not to see myself as a nigga they wanted me to be. Free like birds is what I wish to be. No longer picking cotton on your plantation. My arms tired, my legs weak, feeling like my life has succumbed to your damnation. And without justification, it seems I have become a slave to hip-hop beats and Rhythm Nation. Ignorance spoken at its highest height, played on every radio station because they think that could be tight. Rocking expensive clothes, we calling ourselves bitches and hoes, and we think we free shit. We more oppressed than I ever guessed. Soul searching, looking for spiritual salvation while listening to outcast liberation, trying to break the chains of enslavement and mental degradation. Freestyle like running in the night, trying to find the light in the window, reaching for our foundation so we can start a new creation. Freestyle like freeing words of the good book that have been brought to translation and freeing me from all accusation from this nation, because it seems like I've vented all my frustration in this poem that I've called Freestyle, my lyrical libation. Freestyle, that's how it should be. That's how it should
like
be.
Imagination, creation, and blindly breaking through borders the way love does. A self-organization of things as if every nation had wings that could fly through the sky like a dove does. Free to live, free to give, free to dream the dreams of a potential prince, free like the freedom we had way back in Eden, and have yet to see it since. Free like common sense, free like death, no fickle favorites anywhere to be found. Even if you look at every book, behind every tree, or under every little rock on the ground. Freedom like light, sight, and sound, like sunshine and moonlight, and the promises of the Christ, unfettered by the weather, the laws of Caesar's treasures, or somebody's man-made price. Freedom flow like ice, freestyle, that's how it should be. Priceless like faith, belief, and man's free will. Free to know what it all means, where it all goes, and how it all feels. Free to know what's really real. Free for me to know the damn deal. Free like a mother's silver tears, like a father's groundless fears. Free to be shared everywhere, like pain, shame, suffering, and war. The freedom to always do just a little bit more. Freestyle like what we've all been dying for. Freestyle.
That's how it should be. 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 That's how it should be.
The Black Talk Media Project funds
and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Dave, you got yourself on mute.
Oh, sorry. It sure did, Scotty. Welcome back, everyone. Thanks, Scotty. Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm back on the board. I can see everything. Big ups to my man. Thank you, Scotty. Big ups to my man, Ramon, for just coming in and reading the articles for me. Greatly appreciate it all. Thank you. Kind of got my balance back. So greatly appreciate it, brother. So, man, this is what we do. So, see everything. I'm back into BTR community. I'm not there yet. I'm going to be there in 1 minute, but still, we're ready to go with today's show. And once again, Ramon, thank you so much, brother. This is what we do. Okay, so we're going to pick up where we left off last week, and I got some of my information back to me to keep me kind of on cue, and so we can do this. And so we're going to today's show. Let me just log in here and make sure I didn't miss anything. And I know we didn't because my man Ramon wouldn't let us do that. He says, So, the VP, what's up, Will? Yes, go to the GoFundMe. Most important, go to the GoFundMe for Michael Emmanuel. Real quick, let me just give that out. The GoFundMe is www.gofundme.com / SUY5P3500. Make sure you go there. Give some of your financial energy. Greatly appreciate it. Today's show is the topic, U.S. versus Russia, how it may look on the battlefield. So my man L.A. Ramon came in and grabbed up some of that stuff. Man, thank you so much once again. So we're going to jump right off into this one. There's an article that I posted from Sputnik News. What's behind the U.S. statement on Damascus plans of Syrian of a chemical attack? So that's because they're going to be attacking. Very, very, very good. The next article, real quickly, is the Daily Call. Is Russia making good on its threats to the U.S. and Syria? Oh, man, are they? Then the next one is my man Ramon read this one. This came from Reuters. Cyber attack hits oil giants and banks in Russia and the Ukraine. So that was the articles that was there. Then there was the article from Cerebrally Naive Network. White House, this is what the White House said. Syria could be preparing another chemical weapons attack. Yeah, right, because that means that they are. So those were the articles that were there. Very, very important, and we're going to pick up with today's show, U.S. versus Russia. How may it look on the battlefield? And I think it's going to be something that will be on the battlefield very quickly and shortly. So with that being said, I want to pick up where we left off last week when we were doing it last week, and we were reading the different capabilities, and it was the military strength, if you all remember, and I'm going to pull that back up, and I've got that from www.globalfirepower.com so that you can see that. And then what I want to do is take a look at Russia and then build the case of what this whole thing will look like. We want to finish this so that you can see possibly some of the things that you may be contending with, and with your children, your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews, and everything else, because that's what it's going to take. Both male and female will be engaging in this one. So last that we left off, we were right at naval strength, and we're going to look at the naval strength of Russia. And we actually just, though we got the naval strength, logistics is where we needed to, because we looked at natural resources. Okay, so we are at logistics. We did the naval strength, and so 1 second. Okay, so we got to look at the naval strength. And one of the things significant, we'll go over this real quickly. Okay, naval strength, aircraft carriers. Value include both traditional aircraft carriers as well as nuclear and helicopter warships and everything else. Now, let's go through the aircraft carriers. The naval assets that Russia has, this is just Russia. Russia has one aircraft carrier. And I say that for this reason. Significant is that they have one aircraft carrier. If you plan on controlling and ruling the world and having your overall ideologies control the world, do you think that you could do that with just having one aircraft carrier? No, not at all. And that's why Russia and China both only have one, just so you know, but they're in the midst of building others. So they've got 6 frigates, 15 destroyers, 8 corvettes, and those are smaller, fast-moving attack ships. 63 submarines, which is some of the best. Some of their submarines are some of the best submarines in the world. Patrol crafts is 28, and mine warfare vessels is 46. So their overall Navy, Blue Water Navy, is very, 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 very shallow. It's not very big at all, okay? So natural resources. Put it this way, Russia's got a lot of oil, okay? And this is the importance of the natural resources. Petroleum, as much as any weapon system, is vital to the ongoing military campaign. Wars still rely on the availability of natural resources, namely petroleum. And once barrels per day, their barrels per day production is 10 million barrels per day. Consumption is 3 million barrels per day. And proven reserves is 80 trillion. Is I don't even know if that's 80 trillion. 80 billion. Sorry about that. 80 billion barrels. So they got a lot of gas. Logistics. War is as much a battle of logistics, moving man machine from point to point over, as direct combat. A quantum robotic labor force also adds to available wartime industries. Labor force. They have 77 million. Merchant marine strength is 1,100. Major ports and terminals is 7. Russia only has 7 ports. Roadways covers almost a million kilometers. Railways covers 87 kilometers. And serviceable airports, they got 1,200 in Russia. Okay, so now, that's what they have. Russia is a very, very vast land, but not very much of it is inhabited or developed at all. Okay, because some of its land is extremely, extremely brutal and rural. And you get trapped out there night, because, you know, you're not coming back. Extremely cold and just so many things. All right, so now, financing. War goes beyond physical strength and numbers, relying on heavy financing and efforts such as any one piece of hardware field. So let's look at all of these values are placed in U.S. dollars. Defense budget is $44 billion. External budget is $514 billion. Foreign exchange, gold, is $365 billion. They got far more gold than that, ladies and gentlemen. But that is a significant amount. See, one of the things that's so, so important is realizing what makes a country go. The overall hard assets are the hidden real wealth of a country. Okay? So, very, very significant. Now, purchasing power parity. And they have about $3 trillion. Okay? Geographically. And geographically is very, very important because the geographics of a nation is huge. Russia is one country that has never been invaded, and I don't think that it ever will be because of its overall topography and its geographical location. It makes it almost impenetrable to being invaded on. Geographic value primarily figures into defensive-minded wars, i.e. invasions, but still can also aid a nation when responding to such an act. Well, it does because it allows you to move things around strategically without different ICBMs being detected and being able to deploy them appropriately. So their square land is 17 million. Coastline is 37 kilometers. Shared borders is 22,000 kilometers, and waterways is 102 kilometers. So that's what Russia has now. So let me just say my overall assessment of the Russian army in their overall military in general. Their overall military in general, their special forces is some of the best in the world. But those units are they don't have, you know, a lot of people in those units. But what those individual units do, and their specialized forces are some of the best in the world. And they can go up against anybody and actually can go up against multiple countries against their overall special forces versus their. The overall general military of the Russians is more of reserves, where basically they get some guys off the street, not trained, not really proficient in any type of military engagement. They're just bodies that's there. But one thing that changes is that I think that the overall resilience of the Russian people is that can change very, very quickly. So there are all problems. You have problems in all forms of the militaries and everything else, from alcohol, drugs, and all of those other things. So that's something that plagues theirs as well. So it is something that can be mitigated. But all in all, probably one of the best militaries for what little it has, it does very well. But where Russia makes up in all of this is what they didn't put on here is his overall ballistic missiles and what it is able to do. Russia has some of the best missile systems in the world, far beyond, in my opinion, the U.S. Remember, they were the first ones to truly go into space, and they were the first to truly have a space station because of their ability to do what? To be able to get into the upper atmospheres, the stratosphere, and beyond. So that because of that, their overall air power with their missile systems is some of the best, and they displayed that recently 2 times. The last one with, well, 3 times with the S-300 when they're shooting down the largest U.S. drone. That with the S-300. The overall, last year, they had attacked deep inside of Syria from the Caspian Sea with the caliber missiles, and they actually took out a command and control that actually had NATO forces there. Oh, they didn't tell you about that. Took them out. And also, this last incident where they took out, I do think that they actually hit some U.S. collateral as well with caliber missiles that was fired over this weekend. Unstoppable. You know, their air defenses for Russia are currently, in my opinion, the best in the world, and are, they just don't miss. They just don't miss. One of the great things that Russia does better than anybody else in the world is that they make things that aren't glamorous and aren't high as high tech, but the things that they do make are the best in the world. This is how you can actually see that is in their Russian AK-47. U.S. troops would prefer having, especially in real combat zones that are prolonged combat zones, they all now engage and make sure that they have some AK-47s at their disposal, because those things are like shooting tanks. No matter what you do to them, it is going to work. You could drive a tank over it, it still will work. You could bend the barrel, it still will work. You just got to bend it back kind of straight. Kind of straight. Doesn't even need to be all the way straight. So you can't do that with anything that the U.S. Makes. And it's overall, all of this stuff is high-tech, sensitive, and it's real, real pretty, but it can't endure the rain. So that's what they're very hardy people, and their overall electronics and their overall battle toughness is not something that you want to take lightly. Also, in my opinion, their overall cyber units are probably some of the best in the world. One of the things back in the early 2000s, there were major companies all over the world that was building their IT centers around Russian immigrants or Russian people from Russia. And that's because they were some of the best at what they did. And that is one thing that they are really, really, really extremely good at, and that is a military component on itself. So what does that mean? I'm laying this out so you'll know some things about the Russians and what they can do and what they can't do. They don't have the ability to take an aircraft carrier and put it one in all over the place. They got one aircraft carrier, maybe two, one that's in hiding, maybe two at the most that they could pop up at any time. The U.S. has over 14. Why would you have 14 aircraft carriers? Because you want to control the world. You need that to do that, because you want to bring that death and destruction, and that overall, if you don't do what I say, here comes the bombs. So Russia doesn't have that expansive, but what they do have is they have a really good, formidable submarine program that is may not be the absolute best, but it will do and it will serve the purpose. So in a war between what I think you'll see in Syria and in certain places, I think that the battlefront for Russia and the U.S. will look as this way. We'll be in Syria momentarily, but its main emphasis is going to be, in my opinion, is going to be on three fronts. It's going to be in Europe, the Baltic region in Europe, which will adversely affect the U.S. because it will turn countries against the U.S. It's going to be a position in Syria aligned with, well, I would just say if how this would look without any support. It would be there, and there's one other place that is going to be critical, and it's going to be near the Korean Peninsula and in the Alaska region. That is going to be a critical point that Russia will want to command. They are going to want to command that area, and how they're going to do that, they're going to put their absolute best in those individual places and try to use their overall cyber abilities and capabilities in attacking supply routes and supply chains for the U.S., and that's how you beat a giant, is you beat its support. And that's what they're going to do, and I think they could do it quite effectively in a all-out confrontation with the U.S. conventional confrontation. We're going to take a look at that as well and read some stuff, but that's what Russia is able to do. One-on-one, they would hold their own very, very well in a conventional war for some time, but ultimately, in a conventional war, the U.S. overall equipment would probably be given the edge. But if the U.S. ever tried to invade Russia, which they would never do, but foolishly if they did, that just that alone would be the end. The U.S. no one can do that. I don't even think the Chinese could do that with all of their waves of people. Yeah, go ahead, Brother Mel. What's happening, brother?
How you doing, brother?
Good. What's happening?
I had a question. I wanted your opinion on, why is it that Russia, you know, with the scandal with the celebrity figurehead here, why is it that he kissed, he's like low-key kind of kissing his butt, as well as the that monster in the Philippines? Why is he friending up the enemies, so to speak?
Yeah. Well, for one, we're in my opinion, we're Russia. Everything that we're seeing, that we see, is a theatrical thing, and that's you know, in my opinion. But I think it's really, really a wise play that the Russians have played. If you look at this, it sets up the perfect scenario for completely destabilizing the U.S. Or if you put it this way, the way I really see it, this makes the perfect scenario so when they do destabilize the U.S., everyone can theoretically think that, oh, yeah, it happened because of this, but that was the overall plan. Here's why it's so significant. Remember when celebrity figurehead Donald Trump was running for office, was running for selection, and then he got selected. And he got selected by those with an interest. But let's just take it from the standpoint of what's happening right now. Remember when he was running for selection, or election, we'll do election. When he was running for election, what did he say? He said, if I don't win, that means that the whole thing is rigged. If I don't win, that means that the election is completely rigged. Go back on YouTube or anything else and listen to him say that. Why did he say that? Because he already knew that it was rigged for him to win anyhow. Who was going to do all the rigging? It was the Russians. To make sure he got in the position. Why him? Because the system really needed him so that later on that they can say that, oh my goodness, this dude, and this is why he was so lenient, this is why he didn't want to sanction the Russians, this is why this and this is why that, and then that's because he was in bed with them. He was completely in bed with them. So the whole setup is for the untying of the untied states of America, and they're achieving it right on schedule. I always like to say every empire falls, and this empire is definitely falling. Now, why would that be? Because if you look at Donald Trump, he's a hothead, he's arrogant, he's brass, right? And what is it about him? He was so-called a billionaire and everything else, and what do you always see him with? He's the perfect person for this, because he actually engages in a thought process of we need to get back on the gold standard. And if I was wanted to get rid of the U.S., how would I get rid of the U.S.? I would get rid of the U.S. by getting back on a gold standard. Donald Trump's, the Trump Plaza, what do you see everywhere? What do you see in Donald Trump's office? What do you, what is he, he's got a plane. What does his plane look like? It's gold, gold everywhere. And these are symbolic things to let you know. He is a part of the, in my opinion, the unraveling of the states. Why? Because they already are talking about what? Low level, trying to impeach him for what? Things that later on that they're going to come out at the moment of convenience and say, this is why we need to get rid of. But the whole country already have been destable. So then they can say, see, this is what happens when the general population doesn't listen to its career-long politicians. And by not listening to the career-long politicians, this is what you get. Just like in Europe with Brexit and everything else, when the people don't know what's best for them. The only people that knows what's best for the people are us, the ones that make the laws that the people have to obey, the ones that us that make the debt that people have to pay, and the ones of us that wage and declare the wars that the people have to fight. We know what's best. Look what happened the last time you all so-called decided what was going to happen. So it is it's a twist to this whole thing to get everything in. And then what will that do? Remember what they've been saying. If Russia was involved in our national sovereignty, it is actually an act of war. If Russia hacked and influenced the election in itself, they destabilized our sovereignty, and that's an act of war. What are they saying? They're going to come back later on and find that and say that this is, and they're going to present the evidence and present everything and say that this is the reason why this happened, and this is why we need to go to war with Russia. Oh, man, it's one of the things they do is they clean everything up and create a dramatical, theatrical approach to it all. And this dude has been aligned with this whole, all this system and everything else for a very, very long time. Nothing new. And so, in the Philippines, it's the exact same thing. It's the exact same thing. They're no different. They're both of the same elk. Same cloth. But the key is that we have to know these things, see what's going to be happening, and properly position ourselves. Because that's what I see as coming down the pipe. And how that's going to play out is unfolding as we speak right now. When you start expanding the sanctions, and then you start engaging in military confrontation, and then you start to try to take back Syria so that you can choke out the pipeline and actually attack Russia and simultaneously cutting off and surrounding Iran. Oh. That's why you're in Syria, because of the natural gas cutoff point, so that Iran and Russia won't be prosperous in their overall marriage in changing the overall economy. But that's what's going to happen anyhow. So that's what, in my opinion, that's what this whole big charades is all about. And it didn't matter. The killery and dump are one and the same. They're absolutely one and the same. It's just that dump gave more leverage, completely more leverage, and it gave more subtleties, because Hillary was so hated by the people that people would start to think on their own with her around. Now, this one is divisive. He is so divisive and dividing, people get what? They get off balance. And they get distracted from what's really going on. And because of that, that's where the system loves that type of chaos because it's able to thrive in that type of chaos. Hillary Clinton couldn't fool nobody no more. So she was expendable. And they're going to use that to the hilt. Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if you start to see the charges where all of a sudden the stuff that they was trying to hide and everything else and her server and her email and how she with the stuff with the selling of the Chinese. Remember, there was a Defense Department, a defense contractor that was recently arrested for selling secrets to China. Don't be surprised if that's the hook to get Hillary. Oh, it's just so many things. That's just my opinion, Mel. I don't know if I answered that for you.
You did. I just wanted to. I'm sorry. I'm straying off the topic, but
no,
I mean,
you're good.
You think that is it like you say, plausible deniability? I mean, this has been the most controversial, you know, figurehead in quite some time. I think he just put there in play. He was selected for the purpose of go ahead and driving us in the ground. I mean,
yeah,
I believe yeah. that. And it's like such turmoil. It's just such bad stuff going on right now. And it's like the world is going to look at, we look feeble. We look confused. We look feeble. We look like idiots right now. And do you think that was the reason why he was selected?
Yep. The appearance is everything. Appearances is everything. Because the magician's hands is the key to not to deceive you, but to make you believe. And that's what they're making the rest of the world believe something other than the truth. And what is it that the rest of the world is buying into and believing other than the truth? That there is no difference between any of these governments. The only difference between them is that they happen to live closer to you, speak the language that they've schooled you with, and have influence over different sections of the world. But the thing is that there's a common threat. And there's a common enemy of every government, and that is the everyday person that is peaceful. So, yeah, it's definitely, that's what they're, in my opinion, this is what this whole system is being used, is leverage, and they're going to continue to try to use this in a way that that best offers them the easiest path to complete control, subjugation, and continuance of control and subjugation, not for the next year, not for right now. They're not worried about right now. They're worried about 200, 300, and 400 years down the line. This is what all this is set up for. We won't probably be here in 30 years. Most of us now. 30, 40 years. We won't be here most likely, but this system will if it plays its cards right. And how to set that up for the future is to do the work right now. Same thing happens, that same thing is the method of success for us. If we do the work right now to set ourselves up for 100 years from now, then the people will be completely in control of their overall directions. They have their sovereignty and self-determination. But it starts with you seeding that now. So for 100 years, 200, 400, 500, 1,000 years from now. So listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Hold on, Mel. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
In 2008, the Black Talk Media Project launched the digital radio platform Black Talk Radio Network, the first such platform created to serve the black community specifically. Black Talk Radio Network has grown with a variety of radio hosts, digital radio stations, and podcasters. Web analytics say Black Talk Radio, the platform, has an online reach that ranks it among the top independent black media platforms in the world. All of this is possible because of financial contributions to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. If you love the work we do and the voices and perspectives we bring to you every day, make a donation today to ensure that Black Talk Radio is here in the future. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from LA. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. We'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. And just wanted to go back to my man, Mel. Did that answer? Did you have any other comments or anything that you wanted to give us fortune to bestow on us, brother?
No, sir. You sound energized. You sound good. I'm loving it. I'm loving your energy, man. How did the conference go?
Conference was real good, brother. It was real, real good. So I appreciate that, man. What's little mama doing?
Working my nerves. She right here looking at the phone.
I love it. Is she doing what she's supposed to do then?
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call, brother.
For sure, brother. Man. Much love, much respect, for sure. My man. All right, so what I want to do now is I want to read something to you. What would a U.S.-Russian war look like? And just some things, read some things that we'll put out. The chances that the U.S., and this comes from The Week, it was back in 2014, and it's playing out to the T, here as we speak now. The chances that the United States and Russia would clash militarily over Moscow invading of the Ukraine are very slim. The Ukraine, and let me just say this, Moscow never invaded the Ukraine. It was actually the U.S. This is so crazy. The U.S. actually supported the neocons, well, the Nazi party of to overthrow the elected government in the Ukraine that was there at the time. They backed, financed, assisted, and aided the Nazis taking over there. And this is why they were so upset. Not only that, during the 2013 Winter Olympics in Sochi, just before the Olympics happened, there was a bombing that happened that the Nazis had bombed a train station in Russia, and that train station was infamous for the Nazis attacking the Russians there. It was a signal. And I knew then that Putin would wait until after the overall Olympics before he would engage. And as soon as he did that, that's when he annexed the Crimea. So just to give you a little historical thing here. All right, so it goes on. Very slim. Very, very slim. The Ukraine isn't a member of NATO, and celebrity, and this is back then, celebrity President Obama isn't likely to volunteer for another war, but many of the Ukrainian neighbors are NATO members, including Poland, Romania, Hungary, and so are the Baltic states, Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, further north, and on the right of Russian border. If any of those countries come to the Ukraine's aid and find themselves in a war with Russia, NATO is obligated to intervene. That's also true if Russia comes up with some pretense to invade any of these countries. Unlikely as that seems, if we learned anything from World War I, is that huge bloody conflicts can start with tiny skirmishes, especially in the Eastern Europe. Again, the U.S. and Russia almost certainly won't come to blows over the Ukraine, but what if? And I want to stop there. But it won't just be the Ukraine. And they make it seem as if this is something that Russia is doing. No, what the U.S. is actually doing is that they're surrounding Russia. Let me tell you how they're surrounding Russia. They're surrounding Russia in the Eurasian nations or in the Baltic states, in Eastern Europe. And they're surrounding Russia, you ready? In North Korea, the Korean Peninsula. By the U.S. expanding its overall naval and military operations there, this is why Russia and China are so upset at the THAAD missile system, is that is what's right next to North Korea is Russia. North Korea borders Russia. This is a way into what? To get strategically in place around Russia. And they know this. And because they know this, they have to prevent it at all costs. And they will. Why will they? Because that's one what the system wants. But just from the standpoint of their overall system, their overall sovereignty requires that. Because if they don't, they'll be surrounded and then they'll be able to smother and choke them out without invading. So what does Russia do? They have to deploy and create problems for their adversaries. So here it goes. Next article goes on. The U.S. is much wealthier than Russia and spends a lot more on its military. Let me stop there. The U.S. is not wealthier than Russia. Russia has no debt. It's one of the few countries in the world that doesn't have debt. Goes on. Is much wealthier than Russia and spends a lot more on military. That doesn't mean a war would be easy for the U.S. to win. They won't be able to win one. Though, or even guarantee a victory, as Napoleon and Hitler learned the hard way. Russia will sacrifice a lot to win its wars, especially on its home turf, which is the Ukraine and Crimea. Nuclear Armageddon. Even with the slow, this one we don't need to, because let me just want to move to this because in interest of time. All right, let's go. All right, let's go with this. Even with nuclear Armageddon, even with the slow mutual nuclear disarming since the end of the Cold War, the U.S. and Russia each has thousands of nuclear warheads at the ready. As Eugene Chow noted earlier this week, in the entire stockpile of U.S. intercontinental ballistic missiles, 448 active, is essentially aimed squarely at Russia. Russia's hundreds of ICBMs are probably returning the favor. Move this down. In all, the U.S. has about 7,700 nuclear warheads, including 1,950 warheads ready to be deployed via ICBMs, submarines and airplanes, but thousands more in mothballs are waiting to be dismantled, according to the latest tally from the Federal American Scientists. Russia slightly more warheads overall, about 8,500, but slightly fewer, 1,800 of them are operational. China, in comparison, has about 250 nuclear warhead, a bit less than France, 300, and a bit more than Britain, 250. Nuclear war with Russia is still mutually assured destruction. Hopefully, that is still a deterrent enough. Let me move this down. Conventional war, very, very important. Conventional war, here's where it really matters. This is where it's going to go. Conventional tactical nuclear. Conventional tactical nuclear. We are already in the beginning of the the conventional phase. We will be in the tactical nuclear soon. This is the other scenario that never happened in the Cold War. Now, the possibility of a scenario one, nuclear Armageddon, makes that almost equally unlikely. But for the sake of argument, let's assume this is hypothetical U.S. and Russia war breaks out in the Ukraine. Now, let me just say this real quick before we go on. This is not something that is beyond happening. It's already happening. So it's no longer just a scenario. It's unfolding now. Big, big difference. And it's not going to go back. Is only going to get worse. So it goes on. And the other NATO forces are supplementing U.S. forces, troops, aircrafts. Unlike in Asian Pacific, where the U.S. keeps China in check and vice versa, as Eugene Chow explains, NATO provides the United States with a robust military alliance set up specifically to take on the Soviet Russian. Let me stop there. NATO is no more. If Germany's not in NATO, there is no NATO. Because wherever Germany goes, you always hear me say, wherever Germany goes, France has to go. And what is France? What is France? Their celebrity figurehead, Macron, can't stand dump. celebrity figurehead Trump. Merkel, Trump, worse than Obama, Merkel. Done. What is Europe saying now? We need to protect our, we can't rely on the U.S. anymore. And then those that are saying that we need to protect ourselves from their protectivism. What does that mean? They are now an enemy of ours. There is no NATO anymore. So there is no NATO. Where are those nations going? They're going to join the BRIC nations, in my opinion. So, goes on. The first dynamic is that Russia would have home field advantage. Yes, they will, and now that is only growing. The Russian Navy has long called Crimea its home, and whenever troops Russia doesn't already have in the Ukraine are right next door, one border crossed away. The only big starting point is that the U.S. and NATO allies have Russia effectively surrounded. No, they don't. That's what they wanted to do. No longer do they have that. But it's only public count. By its own public count, the U.S. has 598 military facilities in 40 countries, along with 4,400 bases in the U.S. and U.S. territories. Let me ask you something. How many Chinese territories are there? A bunch of small islands in the South Sea of China? How many Russian territories are there? None. And the United States want to tell people what to do? Telling China that they can't seize those islands in the South Sea of China, but they have territories throughout the globe? If I remember geographically looking at things, Washington, D.C. is not in Syria. New York City is not in Syria. But what happens is that the United States brings Washington and New York to Syria all the time and everywhere else in the world. This is the setup that's unfolding to let us know that it ain't going to work no more. And our overall way of life and our quality of life and our standard of living is with what's going to be on the chopping block. Because they identify them with us. They ain't me. They not you. Article goes on. Along with large numbers of bases in Germany, which will be lost. Hear this. Germany, the United States has a major military installation in Qatar and Diego Garcia. A toll to Russia south and Japan and South Korea to its east. So they get NATO allies, France, Britain are even closer. As this map, as this British map from the Telegraph shows. So Russia is basically surrounded. But here's what Russia did. Russia was smart. Russia has instigated and pulled the tapestry, the Irish pennant from the tapestry of the U.S. cloth, and now is completely unraveling. Because here's where it is. No longer do they have Germany. No longer do they have Qatar. And I don't think they're going to hold on to South Korea. And because of that, China will be able to bridge a temporary gap with Japan, or South Korea will be able to do it. France will go with Germany. And Britain is masterminding the whole thing. Is masterminding the whole thing. One thing I will say about Japan. The excuse and the thing that they'll use to get what they want there is they will say, those that took advantage of you when you were weak are now weak. Shall you forgive? And remember, when you attack the military base of Pearl Harbor, you didn't attack his people. When they attack, they drop nuclear bombs on your children. What do you think Japan is going to do once the great giant is weakened? But it's all a stage, folks. It's all a stage. All right, almost done. Here we go. On top of that, NATO bases have NATO bases around Russia weapons western perimeter, and in Turkey's right across the Black Sea from the Ukraine, which they no longer have either. Do you see how everything is unraveling? They don't have Turkey anymore. What about Russia? They have a presence in Cuba. More a way station than a base. And the Russians have a naval base in Tarsus, Syria. It's the only blue water naval base in the world. But otherwise, they have no... that was just me telling you. That's not what was in the article. But otherwise, they have no bases outside the former Soviet Union. They don't need it. They got real allies now. Because, yes, Cuba may be a waste station, but it's a waste station right in, and it's polluting right in your backyard. And Panama is now on the team. Mexico is now on the team. So who's being surrounded? And wherever Britain goes, Canada sure is going to go. So, Russia has an estimate 845,000 active troops, and with as many as 2 million in reserves. It's very impressive. Russia's military is modernized components. They've been modernizing for a while, but it's nowhere near what the U.S. is. But what it does do, it does well, cheaper and better than the U.S. by far. He tells the Washington Post that that it's not at the level of American or Britain or German's military, but it's better than in the 90s. The Russian troops, especially the Spetsnaz Special Forces, are good at bullying small neighbors, but it would not be an effective against NATO. It would not be, let me move this down, it would not be able to defeat China. Well, they won't have to worry about that fight with China as of yet, because they're going to align with each other. Then, after that one is over, they're going to have to worry about China. So, a war with the U.S. and Russia, is the dynamics have completely changed since the inception of NATO. NATO is no longer. For all of the nations that you see there, you can replace those with the overall influence of the U.S., I mean, of Russia now. Germany, France, Turkey, who else is that's there? And I do think that some of the NATO nations, they're always going to go with where the cash is. Romania, Poland, well, they'll flip. They will flip because they don't want to be on the losing end of this whole thing. So in this overall war, this war will be vast throughout Europe, then in the Middle East, and then it will be by way of making its way through Alaska to the lower 48, known as the continental United States. That's where they're going to come. And they're going to do it by their submarines. And it's going to be an effective, effective thing. Because one of the things that's so important about this is that with the U.S., with all of its naval ships, they could turn those ships off at any moment. Ask the USS Donald Trump, ask the USSS, Fitzgerald. They turned them off. And when they turn them off, they'll be able to go wherever they want to go. So you don't need the most sophisticated technology in the world. You just need the most robust equipment with that happens to work with technology that's superior. then you create big problems. So that's what I just wanted to lay out with you all. I just want to thank Ramon. Thank you so much, brother, for being helping out today, and greatly, greatly appreciate you. Mel, thanks for your question and comment. Scotty, thanks you for you being you. And we got to get ready to get out of here. And forgive me all for kind of stumbling through this. Got everything, you know, messed up once the storm hit, but we got back on air. So I just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. Oh, Brother Davis, almost forgot, so got messed up. Brother Davis, if you would, jump in and let us know why it's Wednesdays tomorrow. We're greatly, greatly appreciated.
Hey, my brothers and sisters. Listen, I know we're running kind of late and on the time, so I want to get right to the point. Tomorrow night's show is going to give you an idea of why you are so powerful in this circumstance of the universe and what your connection is, starting from the atom to the black matter, which really is considered to be consciousness. So understand what I'm saying. Consciousness is the universal consciousness. So what you've been disconnected from, I'm going to show you how you're connected to, and I'm going to also give you some tips on how you can grow beyond your present circumstance. Looking forward to tomorrow night's show. Another one knocked out the park, Brother Dave. I appreciate your time, man. Peace.
Brother Davis, man, looking forward to that show. Well said. Looking forward. So much love, much respect. So, Brother Bragg, anything you want to add before we get out of here, Brother Bragg? We have to do something with Brother Bragg this week, too. I've been kind of busy, Brother Bragg. If you can, chime in real quick.
It's a great show, Dave. I'm just sitting back matching up, man, no doubt.
And you know Britain's behind this whole charades, Brother Bragg, and I
would love to clowns, man. You know what I'm going to say. Whether it be Britain, France, Portuguese, Spain, they're all the same people. Don't be fooled.
All the same.
And the Vatican is sitting right there on top of the pot. You know what I'm saying? Because they control all those crimes.
So true.
That's what it
Brother
is,
Brother Bragg. It's so true. I got your text today. So I'm going to be tomorrow and Thursday. I'm just going to be getting ready for the seminar. So I'm going to be free in the mornings. Let's chop it up then, because I'm just unwinding and just doing some things, getting ready for that. So I'm going to be totally, totally free. I got everything done. So give me a call in the morning, because I want to just talk and let's catch up on what's going on in the world.
All right, that'll work.
So much love, much respect, everyone. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later, and we will catch you as soon as we can. And it's before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Brother Bragg, if you would, chime us out. Peace, y'all.
Sure. Peace.
Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.